Blog.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is February 21st. This is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we're going to review one of the biggest shows of the year for the Northern Wrestling Federation, Shot Through the Heart, with NWF superstar Lord Crew joining me now. Lord Crew, thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me, Ace. How's it going, man?
It's going well. It's going well. Let's get into this thing by talking about your match. Of course, a big six-man tag team match this past Saturday. The Crimson Mafia, yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, this last Saturday night, the Crimson Mafia had to step into Fairfield, Ohio, and take care of some business that we've been dealing with for over a month now. You see, back about the end of December, Larry D decided that he didn't want to show up to an event where he had a tri-state title match against my fellow brother, the mercenary Anthony Bryant. So Roger Ruffin decided he wanted to play superhero and come in and try to fill his shoes and take the mercenary on himself. We saw how that didn't fare too well for him. So now that Larry decides to show back up, we had to show up and handle business our way, which we did, because we left Roger Ruffin lying in the middle of that ring, and Anthony Bryant covered him for the three count.
Now, speaking of which, speaking of the tri-state title, would it be safe to say that you actually cost the mercenary the tri-state title?
You know, Ace, it all really depends on how you look at it. We got thrown into a situation where there were belts on the line and certain people had to be pinned, certain people didn't. It was a bit of a cluster, and I do owe the mercenary an apology for that night. But him and I have talked since, and we've made amends, and he knows that I have his back from here forward, and I will do anything that I have to do to help him re-secure that tri-state title.
Now, speaking of titles, I've got some notes, and I'm kind of jumping around all over the place, but it's kind of what I do.
You're fine.
I write notes down, and then I write down what, or I talk about what I see first. With this past Saturday, there being new NWS tag team champions in Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler, are those titles that the Crimson Mafia might be looking to go after in the future?
Well, the Crimson Mafia is always looking for new opportunities and ways to prove ourselves. There's not a person in that locker room that's safe from us, and I think we've shown that time and time again. And if that means that we get a chance at those titles, I don't think it would be a problem at all for us to take them away from David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater.
I don't know. They beat arguably two of the toughest teams in the NWF in the Infection and Tough Justice. So I don't know if.
I mean, I'm not trying to undermine any of those men. Everybody that was in that match are all tough guys. They all put on a really good match that night. And I think David Tyler saw an opportunity when he did, and he utilized, and he capitalized on that. And that is why they walked out tag team champions, because they're smart. I will give those kids that. They're smart, they're athletic, and they're not here to play games.
Now, you're a guy who doesn't like to play games either, as you just said about David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. But do you think you're being held back by the Crimson Mafia as a singles competitor?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The three of us are at our strongest when we are working together. We are always watching out for each other's backs. We travel in a pack, and we do anything that we have to do to make sure that the rest of the guys in the Mafia are taken care of at all times, under any circumstances. We don't care what we have to do to make sure that that happens.
Now, on a similar note, do you personally have aspirations for more singles championships?
As the opportunities present themselves, I'll continue to chase them down. But for right now, my main goal is to show everybody that the Crimson Mafia means business and that we will dominate the NWF. We're doing it one team at a time. We just showed this last Saturday, we don't care how big you are, how long you've been in the business, or how athletic you are, and we've got something for everybody. And we will handle business however we see fit.
That definitely sounds like gang mentality to me. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Believe me, I'm just talking about gang mentality. I know something about gang mentality myself, so. Now, you guys...
You know where I'm coming from.
Absolutely, I do. You guys, it's a new record. We actually have a caller on the line. It's everybody's favorite NWF ring announcer, Miss Callie. You are on the show.
Lord Crew, you brought the fact you guys got a victory this past Saturday over Christopher Michael Lotus, the man Roger Ruffin, and legendary Larry D. Although really quite underhanded, you guys did get the victory. But if I recall, the three of you ran like a pack of scalded dogs when Larry D broke free of those handcuffs. How do you feel the mercenary's going to fare on March 25th when he to regain that Tri-State title?
Now, I will say this, and I think anybody who's ever seen the man wrestle can attest. Larry D, very strong man. So when he broke out of those handcuffs, he definitely surprised us with that. We didn't expect to see that happen. So it kind of caught us off guard. I would not view that as a sign of weakness. The Crimson Mafia does not show weakness. I think when the mercenary steps into that ring on March 25th in Fairfield, Ohio, that he's going to have a plan of attack for legendary Larry D. He's going to go in there with a plan, knowing what he has to do to take the big man down and reclaim that Tri-State title. And just remember, the Crimson Mafia runs together and we handle business together. So Larry D better be ready for anything that gets thrown at him.
So basically he's going to walk into a 3-on-1 handicap match.
I never said that. All I said is that I have the back of the Mafia Wildcat Chris Harris has the back of the Mafia. So we will do whatever it takes. We are bad men, Callie. We do bad things.
So I have seen. And speaking of which, and I know you asked you about it, because you are a former unified champion. Are there any titles you do have your eyes set on, aside from helping the mercenary try to regain his?
As I said to Ace just moments ago, I will continue to take the opportunities as they come. But to me, a belt is just a decoration. You and I both know, Callie, that I mean business, and that a belt is just whatever. As long as I'm walking in that ring and busting heads and leaving my opponent lying on their back, that is what's important to me. I'm a fighter, with or without a belt.
So will we see you as one of the entrants in the NWS Rumble on the 25th?
You know, I haven't been told either way, but I would expect to see me in that Rumble, and I would expect to see me walking out of there victorious.
I guess it's a wait and see. Because there's several other people that would love nothing more than to see you get thrown out of there.
Well, I got something for all those people as well. Anybody who wants it, anytime.
So, like, a challenge has been laid out.
That it does. Do you feel, since coming under the tutelage of the mercenary and Wildcat Chris Harris, that they've helped you to step up your game and progress to the next level?
I think as far as teaming up with the two of them, with the Crimson Mafia, has really allowed me to really show everybody the damage that I'm capable of dealing. If you remember a while back, I was a one man. It was just one man on a path of destruction. And I think we all know that strength comes in numbers. So the only thing that Brick team with them guys has brought is just more strength for me.
Now, do you think that they have brought your mean streak to a whole different level?
The mean streak has always been there. The mean streak has been with me since birth. I've had to fight and claw my whole life to get where I am right now, to overcome the odds. Just with my mafia, just makes it that much easier.
You're more or less a rookie. Does that hinder you in any way, do you believe?
I don't think it hinders me at all. If anything, I think it helps me. Because right now I've got two guys who have been in the business for over 15 years apiece in my corner. In the mercenary Anthony Bryant and Wildcat Chris Harris. Wildcat Chris Harris has wrestled all over the world, held titles in major promotions. The man knows what he's talking about. So having my best interest in his mind, helping push me to that next level and to really bring out all the potential that I hold, I think that's helping me more than it's hurting me.
But can you always be sure that he has your best interest in heart and not his best interest in heart?
He he has the interest of the mafia in heart. And as long as we're flying the same flag, Wildcat Chris Harris has my best interest in heart, just the same as he has Anthony Bryant's, and just the same as I have both of theirs.
Fair enough.
Of course, it definitely helps when you have one of them, or actually, I should say two of them as decorated champion in the NWF, helping you along the way.
All I have to say about that is that greatness recognizes greatness. The reason that I was commissioned to join the Crimson Mafia is because greatness recognizes greatness. Those two have proven it and proven it and proven it time and time again. Like you said, Anthony Bryant is the most decorated champion in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. Like I just said moments ago, Wildcat Chris Harris has been all over the place, held titles everywhere. Greatness recognizes greatness. Those guys are just helping me unlock mine.
I cannot disagree with any of what you just said about either of those gentlemen, because Anthony Bryant, and I wholeheartedly go on record saying he is one of the most decorated champions in that company. Wildcat Chris Harris, multi-time tag champion in TNA, been all over the world, held titles everywhere. They are both great in their own respects, so I can see how you feel that they're helping you reach your full potential. Do you maybe feel that they're just maybe a little underhanded, that you can fully trust them?
I can absolutely fully trust them. Until I have a reason not to, there's no reason that I shouldn't trust my brothers of the Mafia. They brought me to what I am right now. They picked me up from the dust and made me something more. And until that trust is betrayed, I have no reason not to trust my brothers. And we will continue to come out every week, show our dominance, and show why we are the baddest dudes in the NWF.
Do you maybe feel the actions that were taken this past Saturday with regards to Roger Ruffin, a man who has truthfully helped all of our careers, do you not feel that was maybe a bit disrespectful towards him?
Listen, Callie, Roger Ruffin asked for this fight. I didn't ask for him to interject into this constant issue we've been having with Larry D. He was the one who decided to try to be a hero and to step in and take one for the NWF or take one for the team. So it was nothing personal to Roger, but when you play with fire, you do get burned. And if he continues to stick his nose into the business of the Crimson Mafia when it comes to Larry D, then we're going to continue to have to do whatever we have to do to get our point across. And I don't care if it's Roger Ruffin. I don't care if it's the person selling concessions. Or I don't care if it's a nosy ring announcer. We will do what we have to do to get our point across, by any means necessary.
Look, I know we all dislike Bossman, but come on. To say that he's okay, well, yeah, he is a nosy ring announcer, but still.
I'm not sure that's who he was referring to in this particular situation. Although we all know that's true.
Well, fair is fair, so fair warning is fair warning. I have been warned. But fair warning, I have done battle as well. And I have no problems handling business.
And she hits hard.
Choose your words carefully.
Oh, I do. I never say anything I don't mean.
And she hits hard. I speak from experience. While I've got a minute, I want to give a shout out to an unofficial sponsor for Matt Chat. That's Dare to Dream Productions. That's Dare, the number two, Dream Productions. Look them up on Facebook. They handle t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, pretty much anything you can print. They do it. Look them up.
Banners.
You name it, they do it. Give them a like on Facebook. And spend some money with them. They're good
so
people.
Should we expect to see the Mafia Saturday, March 4th, as we return to Laurel, Indiana? Will they be making their presence felt there?
We will absolutely be in the building in Laurel, Indiana on March 4th.
As I recall, the Mafia made their presence felt last time we were in Laurel as well. So, people of Laurel, Indiana, beware. The Mafia is returning March 4th.
That'll be interesting to see what happens there.
And as you mentioned, we do have the big NWF Rumble also coming up on March 25th. Where the mercenary will attempt to regain his Tri-State Championship. And I'm sure the Mafia will also be represented in the Rumble itself. The question is, can they come out victorious on either?
All I have to say about that is we will do anything and everything it takes. And we've proven that time and time again. We are not afraid to get our hands dirty. We're not afraid to get a little blood on our knuckles. So to anybody who thinks they're going to step into that Rumble and walk out victorious, just know you're not going to do it with ease.
The Mafia, I know, has made no friends in that locker room. So I'm sure however many members of the Mafia are in this Rumble, all of you will have targets.
And that's fine. Because the Mafia is not looking for friends. We don't need any more friends. As long as the three of us are sticking close, that's all we need.
You seem rather certain that any member of the Mafia could win that Rumble, and that your brother, the mercenary, is going to walk out the new NWF for Rice State champion.
I have no doubt in my mind that Anthony Bryant will walk out the Tri-State champion. As I previously mentioned, he's the most decorated champion in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. He's been there. He's done it. He always finds a way. So this,
can he do it on his own?
Coming month in Fairfield. I believe he can do it on his own. He's done it. Why can't he do it this time? Larry D's a man. He may be a big man, he may be a strong man, but he's still a man. He's not this god that people put him out to be. He's able to fall just like anybody else. He's able to bleed just like anybody else. And he's able to be pinned and defeated just like anybody else.
Oh, I have no doubt that he can be defeated. But
every man has a weakness.
Can the mercenary do it without the rest of the mafia's interference? Or will you and Wildcat simply be interested
like
parties
I said,
standing
I think
on the side of the
court,
your brother? You did.
I think I just answered that question. Tony Bryant is more than capable, but he knows that his brothers have his back through thick and thin and when he needs us the most. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I will say that.
Sounds like somebody's running out of patience with you, Miss Callie.
I'm just pushing buttons. That's all I'm doing.
You do it very well. But we are about out of time. So I'm going to thank Lord Crew for appearing on the show tonight. And, of course, I'm going to thank Miss Callie for jumping on and making my job a lot easier. So, I want to thank you both. Either of you want to plug upcoming
Thanks
shows?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on.
Yeah, like
either
we mentioned before.
March 4th. Laurel, Indiana, the NWF returns at the Laurel Community Center. It's going to be a big, exciting card that night. And then also, Saturday, March 25th in Fairfield, Ohio, we return to the UAW Hall, where you will see the NWF Rumble and also my brother in crime, the mercenary Anthony Bryant, reclaiming the Tri-State title from legendary Larry D.
Well, we are about out of time, so I want to thank you both again for being on the show. For Lord Crew and Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. This has been Matt Chat. Be sure to check out Dare to Dream Productions on Facebook. Check out NWF Army on Facebook. Check out Northern Wrestling Federation on Facebook. Good night, everybody.